Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu coming to you from the Mississauga Toy Show slash Star Wars Con. And here with a cosplayer we've been admiring for a while, Alex Rose. How's it going?
I am good.
Cool. I thought it was sweet that you'd already liked our page, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just been somewhere along the road. I saw something that you posted that I liked, and I liked it, and I've liked it ever since.
Oh, I appreciate that. Now, how did the cosplay bug catch you? What was the first costume you'd done?
Well, I've always been a fan of costumes and Halloween and dressing up. So one of my friends in high school introduced me to the world of cosplay, and that was around 2007, 2008. The first cosplay I ever did was from a manga called Nana. It's a romance novel, basically, about two girls that are both named Nana. So we both dressed up as the main characters from that series, and it was absolutely terrible.
Nice. Now, what's the best cosplay compliment you ever got?
One time someone mistook me for a famous cosplayer who did the same costume that I did.
Okay.
So it was a really big deal that they thought that I was this person who's famous for this costume, and that my costume looked enough like theirs, looked good enough to be mistaken for her. So that was a pretty big deal, and I was pretty sad to have to tell them that it wasn't her, but they seemed impressed anyway. So.
Cool. Now, tell us a little bit about your costume today.
Today I just made an original Twi'lek design. Twi'leks are the race from Star Wars that have the long tentacles. They are the women are frequently regarded as the most beautiful in the Star Wars universe. So I decided to make my own original Jedi design based on one of them.
Well, how long did it take you to put it together?
Maybe like 5 days tops.
Okay.
Most of the actual costume, aside from the headpiece, was done in the last 3 days, but the headpiece took a couple more days before that.
Cool. Now, since we're a geek podcast, I will ask you, what kind of things do you geek out about?
Mostly anime. I'm a huge anime fan. I also watched tons of drama series, everything from Doctor Who to Once Upon a Time. I'm watching that right now. Love it. Star Wars, of course. Star Trek.
Wow, cool.
Tons and tons of Breaking Bad, all those shows. The Walking Dead. Love them all. I'm a huge drama series geek.
Well, here's the most important question you get all year then. Who's your favorite doctor?
God, David Tennant.
Of course.
Yeah, gotta go with David Tennant. He's just... That coat, that overcoat. Love it.
All right. Now, sometimes we do a segment on the show called The Geek Survey. I'd like to ask you one question off it. If they were going to make a movie about you and your cosplay adventures, who do you think should play you in the movie?
Olivia Wilde.
Nice.
I've been told that I look like her, and I have actually cosplayed a character that she did the Tron Legacy, Korra.
Okay.
I cosplayed her a long time ago, and I got lots of compliments saying that I look like her. So I love her acting, and I love her look, and I think I'd like her to play me if she would.
Okay, that's cool. Good
Can't
answer.
Say what quality it would be, but...
And since we're at a Star Wars show today, I will ask you, what is Star Wars meant to you?
Well, I was pretty young when the prequel trilogy came out. Young enough that I liked Jar Jar.
Okay. Oh, fair enough.
I thought he was amusing. I was like, what year was it? 1999.
Yeah.
I was 8 years old when the first one came out.
Well, you have an excuse.
Yeah, I have an excuse. I have since seen the error of my ways. But the prequels were always a big nostalgia thing for me. The original trilogy, much more so a thing that I enjoyed watching with my family, my extended family, my cousins. The more I became a nerd, the more I just really loved the universe and its design, its aesthetic. It's just such a such a vast thing, and the books and the video games just build on top of my love for that, because I love the extended universe so much.
Oh yeah, definitely. Are you looking forward to the new movie?
Absolutely. Got my tickets like a month ago.
Oh wow.
I'm seeing it this coming Friday at Scotiabank Theatre, and I'm dressing up as this.
Oh cool.
And, hopefully they'll let me in, and I'm just gonna bawl my eyes out. That logo's gonna come on, and the music's gonna start, and I'm just gonna cry.
I will tell you this. I'll admit this to you right now. When that second trailer came out, and Han came in with the Chewie, we're home.
Oh.
Tears.
Yep.
My daughter made fun of me.
Yep. I've already grown way too attached to BB-8, and I'm just so many fan theories swirling around in my head. So I'm really excited to see what's gonna happen.
Ah, cool. Now, what future cosplays are you working on?
I'm trying to tone down the number of cosplays I do and just focus on a couple big things this year.
Okay.
One of those things is Mei from Overwatch, which is the new Blizzard MMO.
Okay.
Blizzard's well known for WoW and Hearthstone and Diablo, and so their new MMO has got some really interesting character designs. So that's a big one that I'll be working on next year.
Okay.
Other than that, just a couple more small anime things, but nothing too big. And that's my big focus for next year.
Oh, that's cool. And where can people go on social media to check out your work?
They can find my cosplay page at facebook.com/AlexRoseCosplay, and my photography page where I shoot photographers, I shoot cosplayers. As I am a freelancer, so I shoot everything, but mainly cosplayers, on my page is facebook.com/AlexRoseFotog.
Okay. Well, it was awesome talking to you. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. You came highly regarded by other cosplayers.
Oh,
so it was awesome to finally meet you. And have a great holiday season, and all the best to you in 2016.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.